أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإلى مدين أخاهم شعيبا قال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره قد جاءتكم بينة من ربكم فأوفوا الكيل والميزان ولا تبخسوا الناس أشياءهم ولا تفسدوا في الأرض بعد إصلاحها ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم مؤمنين. ولا تقعدوا بكل صراط توعدون وتصدون عن سبيل الله من آمن به وتبغونها عوجا واذكروا إذ كنتم قليلا فكثركم وانظروا كيف كان عاقبة المفسدين. وإن كان طائفة منكم آمنوا بالذي أرسلت به وطائفة لم يؤمنوا فاصبروا حتى يحكم الله بيننا وهو خير الحاكمين. And to the Madian, we had sent their brother Shu'aib alayhi salam, and he preached to them in these words, "My people, worship Allah Ta'ala alone, you have no other God besides Him. Clear proofs have come to you from your Rabb, so give just measure and weight, and do not withhold from people their dues. And don't go about making mischief upon the earth after things have been set in order. This will be best for you if you only believe. And do not sit in the paths, frightening people and turning people away from the path of Allah, those who believe in Him, and looking out for crookedness. And remember, you were few in number, and Allah Ta'ala had multiplied you. And see and watch what was the end of those who made mischief. And if some of you do believe in the message that has been sent to me and others reject, then hold on patiently until Allah Ta'ala decides between us, and He is the best to decide." The people of Shu'aib alayhi salam practiced fraud, withheld people's dues and rights through measure, through weight, or through any other way. And the second wrong that they had been guilty of was they would sit on the roads and frighten people, practice hijacking and robbing. So Shu'aib alayhi salam had warned them about this. Two prominent sins have been mentioned in the two last rukus. One is the people of Lut alayhi salam, and the other the people of Shu'aib alayhi salam. One had become enslaved to their lust and sensual pleasure, and the other withheld the rights of people. When we say the rights of people, all forms of rights, whether it is weights and measure, whether it is not giving the type of attention to the people that deserve that attention, the wife and the children, people that are related, not giving them that type of attention that they require and they deserve. So all this will amount to withholding the rights of people. So these are some of the causes which invite wholesale destruction, whole communities destroyed, either on account of lust, wrong lustful pleasure, and withholding the rights of people incorrectly. These people, instead of them reflecting and thinking over the message of Shu'aib alayhi salam, the arrogant leaders amongst his people replied, "Shu'aib, we will drive you out of our towns, you and those who believe with you, unless you return to our former religion." So he asked, even though we detest the same. And if we do invent a lie against Allah Ta'ala, if we do this, returning to your form of faith after Allah Ta'ala has rescued us therefrom, then indeed we are inventing a lie against Allah Ta'ala. And it is not possible for us to ever return to this form of faith unless Allah Ta'ala our Rabb wills the same. And our Rabb covers all things in knowledge. On Him do we trust, on Allah Ta'ala do we trust, and our Rabb decide between us and our people in truth and in justice, and You are the best to decide. And the arrogant leaders of His people said, if you people do follow Shu'ayb alayhi salam, indeed you will be in loss. Then they were struck by an earthquake, and by the morning they lay fallen on their faces in their homes. Those who rejected Shu'ayb alayhi salam were as if they had never flourished therein, they had never flourished in their homes and their towns. Those who had rejected Shu'ayb alayhi salam were the people that were in loss and ruins. Then when He saw them in this state, then He turned away from them, saying, "My people, I had conveyed to you the messages of my Rabb. I had given you good counsel. Now after I have done everything that was humanly possible for your goodness, and then too, you turn away, then how should I lament over a people who refuse to accept faith?" And whenever we had sent a Nabi to a town, we had tried its people through suffering and adversity, that they may humble themselves. And then we had not only tried them with adversity and pain, but we had at times changed their adversity to prosperity until they flourished and they grew. They progressed, and when they had progressed, then their response was, "Qad massa aba'ana ad-darra'u was-sarra'." These are just the phases of history. Sometimes it is prosperity, sometimes it is adversity. The same had happened to our fathers. They had also experienced adversity and prosperity. Then we had taken them unawares, and they did not even realize. وَلُوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا. Now Allah Ta'ala shows the principle after showing what had happened to the past nations. If the people of the towns only believed and feared Allah Ta'ala, then we had opened out for them the blessings, all kinds of blessings from the skies and the earth. But they preferred to continue disbelieving. Then we had struck them and punished them on account of their misdeeds. Do the people of the towns feel secure against the coming of our azab at night whilst they are asleep? Or do the people of the towns feel secure against the coming of our punishment by day whilst they amuse themselves in the idle pursuits, in their dreams and aspirations, move around? أَفَأَمِنُوا مَكْرَ اللَّهِ. Do they feel secure against the plan of Allah Ta'ala? Then none can feel secure against the plan of Allah Ta'ala but those who are in ruins. Then to those people who inherit the earth after its people, after the past leaders, after the past owners, then new people succeed and they inherit the earth, the control of the earth. So is this not a guide, is this not enough instruction for them? Is it not a lesson for them? That Allah nashaa wa sabnahum bi dhunubihim, that had it been our will, then we could have destroyed them also on account of their sins. And we seal up their hearts, then they will not listen. These are the towns whose stories we relate unto you, and their rasools that come to them with clear proofs, but they won't believe in the thing that they had already rejected. Unfortunately, this is the state of affairs even with the religious people, that if they say no to something, then for them to go back on their word becomes impossible. If for some reason or the other they have taken a certain path and the path turns out to be wrong, then for them to retract, for them to correct themselves becomes like an impossibility. Now we have committed ourselves to this, so we can never turn away from this, though they may see the wrong therein. Thus do we seal up the hearts of the unbelievers. And we had found most of them not true in their promises. When you accept faith, then you are coming into a pledge with Allah Ta'ala. And that pledge is supposed to be honored. But unfortunately, to the contrary, we find most of them not true in their promises, in their pledges, and we find most of them to be disobedient.